It's now time for a Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here tonight. It's on KNTA 103.9 FM. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by Redhawks girls basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper, off an impressive victory on Tuesday night against one of the best in 2A in Riverside. 46-42, the final. Coach, let's dive into it. How impressive was that performance in your team's win at home on Tuesday?
Yeah, real good win for us at home against a good Riverside team, I think. Well-coached team. They have an excellent go-to player and some capable shooters on the outside, so there's a lot going on there when you're matched up with them. Our defense did a good job last night, and we shot the ball well, which always helps. We know that, but Abby Elfner made 6 threes last night. We make 8 triples as a group, and it was just enough to keep us over the hump to get a good win.
Do you feel like you're playing your best basketball right now, or at least approaching it or getting closer to it? You've won 6 of your last 7, the lone loss against 3A number 4 at Nemaha Central, who's atop the league right now. How do you feel in that aspect? Do you feel there's still a little bit of room to improve?
Yeah, we're playing better right now, playing better than we were coming right back from Christmas break. We strung together 3 losses when we came back from Christmas break, and we were reeling a little bit. But I think our confidence has been restored, and I think we're kind of comfortable with the things that we're doing right now, the offenses and defenses that we're using. I think the kids have gotten accustomed to that, and they know a little more what to expect. So, yeah, you might be right. We might be playing a little bit better right now.
Some coaches are different, and just curious to see kind of your take on how you prep for Substate. Number one is, you know, just the strength of the overall Marysville Substate that you're going to take part in here in a couple of weeks. Nemaha Central at the top, you get another really good one-loss team out of the NEKL and ACCHS. Minneapolis right now is a 13-win team. Of course, familiar with teams like Sabetha, NC, as we just mentioned, but you also have teams like Marysville and Concordia and Riley County. So just the strength there of this year's Substate. And how far do you look ahead, and when do you really start kind of diving in and prepping for a potential first-round game?
Well, it looks like a really strong Substate on paper, as, of course, the teams you mentioned there, a couple one-loss teams at the top and some kind of even records there in the middle, some strong teams, some very capable teams. Riley County, one of the middle-of-the-pack teams, but registered a win over Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the 3A. So who knows what might happen in that Substate. It's going to be challenging. There's going to be some good teams in there. It might just be who's hot or who's not on that given night come late February.
Let's get set for the matchup on Friday. You make the return trip to Holton, and you won the first go-around. It seemed like a long time ago. That was back in December, right before the break. It was a 45-30 win. You guys were able to get it done on your home floor at the time. What's a little bit different maybe about this Holton squad this time, and what's kind of the expectations for round 2?
Well, when we played them in that game you mentioned, they were probably reeling a little bit. They had just suffered a setback with the loss of one of their primary players, and they were also a little shorthanded that night. So I don't know that we got their best shot. They don't have Wisdom back yet, but they probably have gotten a chance to get their footing under them a little bit better and make those adjustments with the people that they do have playing. And they're coming off a big win where they scored a lot of points last night. So we know it's going to be challenging. It's at Holton, so it's going to be tough.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. Redhawks right now playing some good ball. They have won a back-to-back game, 6 of their last 7, sitting here at 9-7, coming down the home stretch. Just a couple weeks left in the regular season. They'll go to Holton on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.